No score yet. Harlandale goes up and down 1-2-3 in the top of the first. Julian Ramos and Nathan Pacheco strike out, and then Mikey Hernandez inducing a ground out from Christopher Perez. To against second baseman Eli Edwards. Tristan Moreno to lead things off for the Matadors in the bottom of the first. Eli Edwards to bat second. Number three hitters, Mikey Hernandez. 4, 5, and 6 in the Matador lineup. Corey Mazzarana, Cody Cashmar, and Hayden Haas. The 7, 8, and 9 hitters, Braden Weeding, Kendall Harbath, and Chase Boenig. Harlandale defensively with Riley Campos on the mound, and he's throwing to Florentino Zatarain behind the plate. The Indians infield left to right, Christopher Perez at third base, Joshua Flores the shortstop, Nico Velez the second baseman, Aaron Mendez at first. In the outfield, Nathan Pacheco at left, Julian Ramos in center field, John Navarro is the right fielder. This Seguin lineup averaging 6.3 runs a game, but only 9 total the last 4 ball games. So the Mets trying to break out of a recent offensive slump. Harlandale's Riley Campos on the mound, 24 innings, 5-1 record, 9 runs, all earned, 15 hits, 34 strikeouts, 12 walks, 2.625 ERA, but he did pitch 3 innings and toss 57 pitches in their last ballgame against Southwest Legacy on Tuesday, that non-district ballgame. So working on short rest against this Seguin lineup that's trying to break out of a slump, but scored 17 runs last time they faced Harlandale. Was not against Riley Campos, though. They faced Nathan Pacheco and Sebastian Fernandez, combination of those two. First pitch swing by Tristan Moreno out to right field, over the head of Navarro, bouncing back to the wall. Moreno motoring around second, striding into third, well ahead of the throw. Triple for Tristan Moreno to lead off Seguin's half of the first inning.
Next up for your Matadors.
The sophomore connecting on the three-bagger. 409 average to lead the team. It goes up a little bit after the leadoff hit, and Eli Edwards with an early RBI opportunity. Moreno standing at third, nobody out. Edwards hitting 309 this season. Right-handed hitter, the junior with 13 RBIs and a chance for number 14. Standing at third base in the form of Tristan Moreno. Riley Campos throws home, misses down and in toward the knees of Edwards. 1 ball, no strike count. Edwards, a team-high 17 walks at a .531 on base percentage. Tough out. 0-for-7 his last 2 games, though, and 1-for-13 over his last 4. So looking to break out of a little slump as well. The entire team really is offensively, as we just said, only 9 runs total in the last 4 games. Foul ball out of play on the right side, and the count 1-ball-1-strike for Eli Edwards. Seguin coming off the 2-0 loss to Bernie Champion, who is in first place and all alone in first with an 11-0 district record. Breaking ball, and it misses outside. 2-1 for Eli Edwards. Seguin's team on base percentage, .407. Pitches on the way home. Hit in the air, foul. Out of play on the right side. 2-2 count for Eli Edwards. Bernie Champion, 11-0. In district play. Kerrville Tybee 9-3 in second place. San Antonio McCollum, Seguin's next opponent. Next Thursday, 8-4 in third place. Harlandale a half game back of McCollum at 7-4. Seguin at 6-6. Game and a half back in 2 of the loss column behind Harlandale. The pitch bouncing away from the catcher Florentino Zatarain briefly up the third base side, but hustling over to recover it and keeping Moreno at third base. Florentino Zatarain. Full count, 3 balls, 2 strikes for Eli Edwards. Tristan Moreno standing at third after the leadoff triple. 3-2 pitches on the way home, and that's chopped to the left side of the infield. Tough hop for Flores. He's able to make the long throw across in time to Aaron Mendez, and they trade a run for an out. Moreno comes in to score on the RBI ground out by Eli Edwards to give Seguin a 1-0 lead. 1 down for the Mets, bottom half of the first. 5-3 ground out and an RBI for Edwards. Mikey Hernandez to the plate next. 1 out, base is empty. Number 3 hitter in the lineup pitching tonight. Hernandez hitting .359 this season. 13 RBI. Second team all-district a year ago. And in line to repeat those honors and then some this season. Might be a candidate for first team with his performance on the mound this year. First pitch misses inside toward the knees and ankles. 1 ball, no strike count for Mikey Hernandez. 0-for-3 and struck out twice Tuesday in the loss to Bernie Champion. Justin Swartlich of Bernie Champion striking out 15 Matadors in that game. Cody Cashmar throwing a no-hitter, but still suffering the 2-0 loss. The 1-0 pitch misses high and away. Two balls. And Hernandez ahead in the count now. Riley Campos looking for win number 6 this season. The Harlandale ace working on short rest. The 2-0 pitch missing away. Counts 3-0 now for Mikey Hernandez. 1-for-2, 2 runs, 2 RBIs, and walked twice March 13th in the 17-6 win over Harlandale. 3-0 deliveries on the way home. Ball 4 down and away. A 4-pitch walk issued to Mikey Hernandez from Riley Campos. Corey Mazzarana comes to the plate next. And there's the Baby Shark song. That's his walk-up music. He's a freshman, and that song chosen for him by the upperclassmen on the team. But he shouldn't feel alone, because Elvis Andrews of the Texas Rangers uses that tune as well, albeit because it is the favorite song of his toddler son. So the freshman Mazzarana steps in with a base runner on first. And one down, Seguin at front, 1-0. First pitch misses outside from Riley Campos. 1-ball, no strike count. Mazzarana having a terrific freshman season as a varsity starter. 281 batting average, 8 RBIs. 0-for-3 and struck out 3 times, though, against Bernie Champion on Tuesday. Throw over and sliding back in plenty of time. Mikey Hernandez over at first. And there's no courtesy runner on for Hernandez. Seguin and most high school teams typically do use a courtesy runner when the pitcher reaches. But Hernandez doing his own running. He's in a pickle now, caught between first and second in a rundown. They're throwing the ball back and forth, and the tag there by Aaron Mendez finally on the throw from Velez to erase Hernandez. So he gives up and out on the bases. And now it's 2 outs, bases empty. Hernandez just walked, but he's out after being tagged out by Mendez in a rundown. So Hernandez picked off, 2 outs, bases empty. Mazzarana steps back in with a 1-ball, no strike count. Corey Mazzarana had perhaps his best offensive game of the season against Harlandale the last time these teams played. Went 3-for-4, hit 2 doubles, and drove in 3 runs in that March 13th game. He's ahead in the count, 2-0 now with the bases empty. 2 down, and Seguin in front, 1-0. Riley Campos looking into his catcher, Florentino Zatarain, for the sign. The 2-0 pitch on the way home. Misses outside, counts 3-0 now for Corey Mazzarana. Seguin trying to pull within 1 game of Harlandale in the loss column. And they don't want to think about the alternative. That's being 3 back with only 3 left on the schedule. Then they would really need some help down the stretch. If they're within 1 game, they need Harlandale to lose at least once in their remaining ball games. But Harlandale with a game left against McCollum and a visit to Kerrville Tybee, that's certainly possible. Swing and a miss. Full count, 3 balls and 2 strikes for Corey Mazzarana. The Indians do own a victory over Kerrville Tybee, 4-3, the first round of district play. And a called strike on the outside edge to Corey Mazzarana, first strikeout for Riley Campos. But Seguin does score once in the bottom of the first inning on 1 hit, nobody left on base. After 1 complete, Seguin 1, Harlandale 0 on KWED.